CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. The merger between Denver-based Frontier Airlines and low-cost competitor Spirit could be in jeopardy. Fellow airline JetBlue has made an unsolicited offer to buy Spirit for more than what Frontier is offering, though it's unclear just how much more. In a statement, Spirit says it's now evaluating JetBlue's proposal. Frontier has not commented on the new offer. Meantime, more flights to Africa may soon be available at Denver International Airport. CPR's Matt Moret has more.
16 community members and local leaders have formed a new committee to help establish flights between Denver and Africa. Members include two city councilors and several black business owners. Airport officials say bringing African airlines to Denver is one of the main priorities in their strategic plan. The committee will begin by identifying airlines and markets that provide the best tourism opportunities in and out of the state. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
Colorado launched an auction for 22 cannabis-themed license plates on Monday. The plates spell out phrases like 420, hash, edible, THC, and CBD. Proceeds from the auction will go to the Colorado Disability Funding Committee. Last year's auction raised over $45,000. There are seven finalists for this year's Colorado Book Awards in fiction and poetry, including stories about the modern American West, one woman's journey from the Central Plains to the West, corporate life, and more. The Colorado Humanities and Center for the Book will host in-person readings on April 29th in Denver. Winners will be announced in late June. Red flag and high wind warnings are posted for the Front Range through this evening, including for Denver and Boulder. Wind advisories are posted for parts of the Western Slope. This is CPR News.